Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Boomer Bunker, episode 222. All twos, a row of ducks, as they say. I am one of your hosts, John Jamingo. And alongside me, one of Eric Zane's favorite people, the Duchess. Oh, I forgot to put your mic up. This is your fault. This is your fault. You know why?
First of all, good evening, everyone. John's
okay.
Moron.
Hey. You know
you muted
is?
Me, buddy.
Yeah, I did because you're too yappy when I turn on, when I have to do so. I can't have your mic up. You yap too much. You yap and laugh and snort into the microphone.
Hang on. What did Lisa say? Oh, she heard a lot of clicking.
Yeah.
Before the song started.
I know. I have to have my mic
but
on.
But I'm noisy.
No, I have to have my mic on because it won't hear my wonderful mic producerito tongue punch my fart box song.
Your fart box?
Yeah. The Pump Up the Duchess song.
Oh, well.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hello, Mr. Decaf.
Anyhow, the thing, so Rumble, there's something going on at Rumble. I can't get our show
working.
To start. What do you mean it's working? We're on live on Rumble right now?
I literally wrote that in our chat, yeah.
Oh, okay. Look at me. I didn't know that.
Look at you.
Look at us. It's working. Okay.
It's magic.
And
Rumble's
as
up,
usual,
folks.
As soon as I start to bring
Hi,
something
Jimmy.
Up. I get a text, you know, just so that everybody knows that I can't. There we go. Put it in airplane mode.
Airplane mode. So we'll remind you at the end of the show when you turn it back on. You're like, why does nothing work?
Nothing. I haven't heard. Yeah, none of my stuff's working. I can't get any videos. Oh, I'm in airplane mode.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Yes. All righty.
So how are you today?
You know what? Today was kind of a crazy day. And in the chat, Lisa says, how's your urinary tract? Well, everything was fine. But as I went, I got ready tonight and I went to use the bathroom. I'm looking at a little tea color and I'm not really crazy about that.
Keep drinking water, my friend.
Well, I do, but I think, I don't know if this thing's moving or not. So I guess the saga of my kidney stone is on Monday. I went to call my doctor. And usually, you know, it's very hard to get a hold of these people because, you know, before I told you, hey, me again, got to get you. So where I have my doctors, they have a portal. So I said, let's try emailing.
Yes.
So I emailed them and said, hey, I need to see the doctor. What's my next course of action? And they emailed me back so fast. I was like, wow, this is working pretty good.
That's great.
So I asked them because the emergency room I went to is not affiliated with their medical system. Like, in other words, one is called Cooper and the other one's called Inspira.
And okay.
So I said to them, hey, can you get a hold of my records? And they said, yeah, we have them. And you do have a 2 millimeter kidney stone. And I'm like, okay, I don't have any pain yet. And they're like, well, that's good. So I'm like, okay. So I don't know if this thing's moving down a little bit because I am getting a little bit of I would say a pain of somewhere around 3 in my – a pain like 0 to 10. It's about a 3 in my lower nether regions. It's like someone's got a hold of one of the boys and giving it just a little stretch is where I'm at right now. I got this thing on airplane mode and it's still – I don't know. I hate this.
Is it still connecting through the computer? I know you have your devices streamed through.
I don't know. Please don't
Mr.
do
Tech.
This to me. You know, I try to do things. I set a message up. Now I can't find that. Damn it.
Hi, Dean. How are you tonight? You did miss your favorite song.
Yeah, Dean.
You'll have to go back and watch.
Oh, I hate this. People hate
everything.
You know
right?
What? No, I'm not all right. Why would someone text me while I'm doing my thing? Two podcasts. Have a good show. Have a good show. You know when you do that? 5 minutes before I start. Not now, because then the thing keeps going off. Don't do that. Why would you do that? Come on now.
Come
and you know
on.
Who I sound like?
Some crybaby.
I sound like our buddy, our old buddy Easy. I don't know when I should get
looking
into
old.
This.
Let me do it to the end.
Wait till the end? Yeah, because a lot of people don't know who he is.
And they don't care.
Right.
They know and they don't care, so either way.
Right. To be honest with you, mm-hmm. all my fans are his haters. Like, the people that are my fans that are here, you got Bud Vugger, you got Dirk, you've mm-hmm. got all, you know, Dean and Mike and you and Lisa, you know, all mm-hmm. them. They're all his, you know, they're all the people.
All the haters.
Right, that came in.
I don't even think they're haters anymore. I think they're just don't carers anymore.
Right. I'm the only one that really listens to his show anymore because he
really
makes
are.
Me laugh. Ironically, he makes me laugh. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk later. Let's look at the board. So much more fun.
Shh. Don't talk about the board. The board
teasers.
You can't
it's
talk about related. The board because this is supposed to be, you know,
Organic
that we just, oh, by the way, you know, Duchess, I was thinking the other day.
What do you think about the Mets? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Lisa did say they were here because, I can't. The one thing I have to say about Eric is that the best thing about Eric is he introduced me to all you guys. I would have never known you.
That's true. I have to agree with that statement for me.
Right. So as much as he gets on, you know, the case of this show that you're here, his fault. The reason you're here doing this is his fault. So eat that.
He'd love to take credit.
Why? He says you're an untalented hack.
That's
so
true.
Why would he?
It takes one to know one.
Well, you know, he is on morning radio in Detroit.
Spinning those records. Good for him.
All right.
Nothing but the best.
Right.
Happy thoughts. Yay.
So I saw this story and I thought this would be kind of perfect mm-hmm. because a lot of the people that are in our Discord are people that would probably use a situation or a product like this.
Okay. Let's see.
All right. So what's going on is there's a tech executive predicts that AI girlfriends will end up being a $1 billion business. All right.
So, I actually have no doubt. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking to myself, okay, an AI girlfriend. Is an AI girlfriend better than a real girlfriend? Right now, no. In a few years, maybe. And because this technology is advancing and things are getting better and better and people are working. And this is what I love about capitalism. Because if you were in a communist or socialist society, it wouldn't work. Now, exactly, Louise, I was thinking exactly of you. Because Louise says, I'll take three. Now, the reason I said...
Well, they're AI. So, I mean, you could say whatever you want.
Right.
Because it's just an exchange back and forth.
Yeah, but it's supposed to have... It's like ChatGPT. You say something to it, and then it says something to you.
Right.
So they had this at one of the... This
There's
is a,
an exchange, yeah. Oh.
Right, here's a chat AI robot, and they're talking to it. All right, so... and it has a woman's voice, and it has women facial features, but...
It's a feminine feature.
Yeah, but it looks like RoboCop right now. But if you stretch some skin over this thing and give it a set of double Ds, you know...
You don't care what the face looks like. It looks like an iRobot.
Kind of, sort of.
Movie, yeah.
But if you sit there and upload like Pornhub in there and show it a thing or two or three or four, this thing might get it going
well,
on.
Well, it learns as it does, so it'll be learning along the way.
Exactly, and then you could teach it how daddy likes it.
Because daddy likes it tight.
Daddy likes it tight. Exactly.
There you go, Mike.
AI can certainly help shape financial markets, but beat human advisors? Let's just say it's not ready to take their jobs yet. So to answer your question,
it blinks.
Not anytime soon.
It does.
Oh, it's fucked.
Right, it blinks and its eyes follow whoever's talking.
Yeah,
whenever someone talks to it, its eyes follow it. It's pretty cool.
The voice is still, it still sounds AI. I mean, it sounds techie. Like, it doesn't sound like
To be honest with you, for an AI girlfriend, we don't care. We would rather it not talk at all. If it started talking, we would stuff a sock in its mouth.
Or quite, something.
Shut yeah. up! Just keep doing what you're
Did
doing.
Did I say you can talk?
Right.
And frankly, be careful what you wish for. An AI that can design itself is one step away from an AI that doesn't need humans at all. Now there's a thought to keep you up at night. We're not putting world domination or planning to replace humanity, at least not today.
Well, in our study, we did explore how people felt about AI
generated content. Spit it out, human. I'm all ears. Metaphorically speaking.
See, it got jokes.
Good, bad, evil. Those are human concepts rooted in morality and ethics. As an AI, I don't have feelings or personal beliefs. I don't experience guilt or remorse, joy or satisfaction. So no, I can't determine what is good, bad, or evil.
Perfect woman. It's the perfect woman.
That's horrifying. I'm sorry.
You think it's horrifying?
Well, I guess for what you want it for, it's perfect, but it's awful creepy.
Right.
It's awful creepy. Like, it's not gonna sleep when you sleep. It's just gonna sit there and look at you.
Dean
and
says,
absorb your patterns and all that.
Dean says, AI won't lecture you or nag at you. Mike says, I'm intrigued. Can it cook? It probably could cook. It probably could cook. One of them. But now there's, right now, there are AI websites out there that you can pick a girlfriend.
Well.
Here it is right here.
Yeah.
This is candy.ai. And here is a wealth of
promotions.
Ladies. Why not? Come on.
I'm kidding.
There's
I don't
a
care.
Wealth of ladies that you can pick from. Here's Gina. She's 27 years old. She's open-minded, Brazilian, former adult actress, which means she knows her way around a penis or two.
These are AI. These are made-up women.
These are AI made-up women. But they, you know, here's the next one. Here's one for me.
Porn stars.
Rebecca, she's 51, active yoga and fitness coach. Fitness in her mouth, am I right?
Until her jaws lock up in the real life one.
Right. You've got a 25-year-old Alexis, a digital muse and trendsetter, right? Here's one over here, the Asian, 18-year-old Asian, legal. Yuna, edgy art classmate known for her sharp wit. And, well, there we go. We don't need that. We have them in all races. We have Brianna here, is a lovely looking, attractive black woman. And as you scroll down here, you get to see that even you dudes that like the cartoons. Here's Charlotte's a 26-year-old librarian with a love for life, and she's pregnant. I mean, there's all the kinks. All the kinks are here.
You creepy broken men.
Look, here's another
spend
one.
Spend your money on this,
Lucy. I know. Sorry, Doug. I can't help it. You can't see this. You might want to, you know, I'm sorry you can't see this, but go to...
You can send him the link.
Yeah, candy.ai, and you just scroll down and it shows everything. There's a big-breasted girl in a, I guess that is like an overall top or something like that.
The one in the green? That's overalls.
Most of them have big fucking tits.
Shocking.
Right. Yeah. My God.
Is this
God.
One that's curated for you, or is this like just the menu?
I don't know. I just went here.
Did you type in what you liked and that's what they came up with?
When I came,
you can create your own.
Yes, you can. For the low price of $50 a month, you can create
a month. Oh my God.
For the price of one date, one dinner date, you can have your own AI.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought.
Yes.
I see Mr. Decaf is in the chat. He is a young fella who's on the dating circuit with his young lady. What is the cost of one of your average dates? We'll say to Applebee's.
Yeah.
See what he puts in. It's going to be more than $50.
Right.
Because they also like to have a drink or two. So.
Sure.
I can't imagine it's going to be. But still, $50. Well, I guess, I don't know. I would think it's good to interact with a human. But, you know. I guess I'm old.
Right. To me, look, I'm beyond all this stuff. I'm not really, I mean, this isn't for me, you know, I mean, the robot, maybe.
It's not?
No, I'm not going to do an AI girlfriend. I'm not going to chat.
Well, you have a real life girlfriend. She yeah. might take some umbrage at
Yeah, well, you know what else that. Your AI girlfriend doesn't do? Text you when you start your show where the texting comes through.
But her pronouns are Apple/Mac.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Windows/virus.
Oh my! So you can even get a virus.
Yeah, she gave me a virus, a computer virus.
Well done.
Yep. Excuse me. I don't know. I mean, okay.
So there's something creepy about it. Like it's, I guess it's no different than the old fashioned 900. At least a 900 number, you got a human on the other end and you had it in an exchange. I get that. But this is just some ChatGPT inspired thing with just a picture. Like it just came up with, you know, redheaded woman with big boobs. And they came up with that, you know, fair, whatever. So they typed in a generic description. That's what AI spit out. From all you people who take fucking pictures and AI yourself, that's what it's made up from, by the way. All that nice little database that you're giving all to these AI things. So they compile this image and then you text it. Or, right? You're not talking. Are you talking? Are you texting?
Well, right now, I think it's texting, which I wouldn't be interested in. But soon enough, with the way the AI voice is going, then what it's going to do is it's going to listen. It's going to translate it into speech, or translate it into text. Then it's going to be able to speak to you, and then it's going to learn what you like, video games. Luis, I know you were playing World of Warcraft, and you did very well. You know how hot that makes me. You know, something like that.
Yuck.
And then it talks to you that
Whatever
way.
Whatever young man wants to hear.
Ooh, right. And I showed you.
Games.
And now they have those things now where you can point, you can put them on your, it's like a fleshlight that you put on your member.
Okay, I know.
This is true. I'm not going to lie.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Louise says John and Robot Girlfriends have been linked since early Brand X days. Yes. I've been waiting for this.
We just talked about it like a couple episodes back.
Yes.
I am
into this. Of course. It's amazing. When you're done, it's the perfect thing. It does exactly what you want. Okay. I say that to say this.
Oh.
What?
No ding?
All right. Hang on. You're like a dog. You're like Pavlov's dog.
Shut the fuck up. You do it all the time.
I know. I figured I'd switch it up. Okay. Here we go. I want to know if you were going to have an AI man. What would it do? Like, what would you build or what would you want? And here's the thing. I don't think it would be sexual. I think it would be more compliments. It would be more like what it would be doing around the house or how it would handle things or would have these deep conversations with you.
And like morale, supportive, encouraging, conversational. Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I like that concept, yeah. Because I don't know. It's weird to sit at a keyboard and have like that intimate moment. Like that's weird to me. But
now,
I mean, for some people it's not, but that doesn't float my boat. But a conversation, I think I really would want more interactive kind of
sure.
Like it's not necessarily physical, I think, at that point.
Right.
I would look for conversation. So Do I need to go pay $50 a month for a robot to like AI to talk to me? I don't know. I think I could get something.
No. Could you? Could you find someone?
Maybe. I don't know.
Could you find someone that would be able to remember, you're going to train this thing to do what you want it to do. I honestly think that AI boyfriends will be more popular than AI girlfriends when these things start to come out.
I think it would have to be paired with something else. It would have to be more.
I bet it does.
Than just, no, not that. That's not what I mean. Oh, okay, that's not where I was going. But I was thinking more of not like actual sex, but maybe just something that's more comforting, more like you've seen those boyfriend pillows and things like that.
A cuddle buddy.
Like, that sounds a cuddle buddy, but like not. I don't know. I got distracted. But not like. No, I'm looking at the comments. That's the problem. Not something that's like something that you would have sex with at the moment. But I think something that would be more just like you would cuddle and just have like a sounds cheesy, like a tender moment. Like you would have like a a complimentary cuddle session.
Right.
I don't know. It sounds silly, and but like
very,
that.
And at the very end, when you're all hot and bothered, it's up. It pops up whenever you want it. Goes as long as you have to. Knows exactly what you like and the right spots to get to. Never comes too quick.
Well, first of all, ew.
Right?
Do I want that to happen? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Some women do. I'm just saying, is it, and then when it notices when you're ready to, and then it fakes one or has its robotic orgasm too, and you guys climax together in a heap, and then it sits there and strokes your hair and tells you you're pretty. Look at her.
I could just hire a dude. Like, at this point, that's so much work.
But it's then not, I guess, but
I'm not going to get murdered, so that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's not. I'm just telling you. I really do believe that these sex bots will be more popular with the women, because think about it. Women.
But it doesn't have to be sex. I think that's what would make it more popular. It wouldn't necessarily be.
Okay.
Oh, for
you God. Wouldn't use it for sex as much as a man would. I'll give you that. But okay. When it was, at first you would. At first you would. Because you know when you're in a new relationship, women, you know, they're just, you know, it's swinging from the chandelier and, you know, in the back of a car and stuff like that. I'm just saying that you can program it. And women, when they find a man, the first thing they want to do is change him. They want to change him. Oh, I can change him. I can make him do this. I can make him do that. This does it. Mike says it jizzes motor oil. No, it wouldn't jizz motor oil. It would jizz a something.
You'd have to probably, again, it would require work
right,
on
you'd
our
have
part
to, you'd have to fill
put
it.
Something in it.
Yeah, you'd have to fill it up with something that would.
So once again, it's not completely hands-off.
You know what you could? You could fill it. You know what it could do? It could shoot cooter cleaner. So once you're done, it shoots some cooter cleaner in there and leaves you minty fresh.
That sounds minty fresh.
Can that be the episode?
I think you're.
Can that be the episode title?
Fresh.
Cooter
minty
cleaner.
Fresh. Oh, cooter. I don't know. What's the artwork for that?
What? Cooter cleaner?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares?
Just
I just want the title.
Cooter cleaner with a toothbrush and minty toothpaste.
Right. That's all. Cooter cleaner.
Oh, my.
No.
I like that. So Mike put, you know, what his comment is, his motor oil.
Right. I get that.
Twisted goes, you don't?
I don't know. But anyway,
I bet it jizzes motor oil, and he goes, and
yeah,
you don't?
You don't, yeah.
Yes.
I get
okay.
it. I got the joke. I did.
Okay. There all right. I wasn't sure.
But I can see, look, this, again, if we do this AI, look, I'm not going to be here for this. I'm too old for this.
Mm-hmm.
It jizzes summer's eve.
You fuckers are gross.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle brush.
Right. No pregnancy. I'm telling you. And if we do this AI right and with this robot thing right, it'll end up being where these robots will be our human servants. And it'll make life.
I don't think so.
A paradise. Like
the AI robot had said, they're always learning, always.
Yeah.
So when is the point where, because there's no logic, there's no emotion, there's no immediate response, it's always processing and programming and learning and moving on from that, it will end up being superior. It's already superior based on that. Because so, I mean,
I've
seen enough of these sci-fis like,
oh, well, know, yeah, I get that.
What are you doing,
it?
Dave? You know?
But before they kill us all, it'll be amazing for a couple of years.
It'll literally fuck you to death, but okay.
Hey,
it was nice knowing John, and then, you know, they come home and find you. And,
look, the other thing you can do is, you know, when the day that you just say, hey, look, I'd like to get pregnant. I'd like to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go to this sperm bank, and it gives you clean sperm, and you load it into where you would normally load in your summer's eve. It'd have a two-compartment system. One would be summer's eve, and then the other one would be your protein-packed.
So your backup chamber.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Twista says it sounds like John just wants a bimbo.
No, because he'd have to talk to her. He wants something he doesn't have to talk to.
No. It would be great. See, that's not it. You make it do what you want it to do. What it does afterwards is not annoy you. That's the best part.
Well, what makes you think everybody's immediately annoyed?
Okay.
You're just going by your own history.
You go with that one.
I can't help. Oh, shut up.
Aren't you immediately annoyed with your husband after a certain time? And with
after the moment. How are you mad at that? How can you be cranky right afterwards?
No, I don't want. I don't need an AI woman to play poker with me. I don't need
you
that.
You don't?
No. See, Louise.
He doesn't want her to play
Louise
poker.
Louise has it right here. Food, sex, and no yapping. Sounds great. Sign me up. There we go, right?
There you go.
Yeah. 1 minute after you finish, you just deact. You tell her to go.
Turn it off.
You tell it to go into the bathroom, clean itself, and then it goes into the closet, shuts itself off. Perfect. It's like a sexual
Roomba.
So she's
clean herself. That's nice.
See, Roomba. Twist has got it. E-sex.
You hear about the Roombas that just drive around enough, like they motor around on the carpet, but then somebody's dog shits on it and they just drive through it. So like eventually you're gonna have to clean that fucking thing out.
Oh, I never thought of that. The Roomba drives through dog shit and throw up and cat hairball. Ugh.
Yeah. So you could get a defective one.
There's
if it drags
always,
its ass all over your carpet or something.
Isn't there always like you think you got the best thing and you're like, this is amazing, and then all of a sudden it runs through dog diarrhea and you're like,
I have to burn my house down.
Right. And it's dragging it. There's shit stains all up and down where it's dragging it all around the carpet.
Bumped into the walls, turned around, dragged it everywhere.
Yeah, you just take it, you put a pair of rubber gloves on, you throw the Roomba in the trash, and then you just set your house on fire.
Well, so if they can't fix the Roombas, you know, but you're going to have something that's going to manhandle you or at least be an orifice for you.
Me or you? Right? Who is who's going to? No, I don't want to be manhandled.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You sure?
I don't need one more thing I got to fucking take care of in the house.
See, the thing is, that's the best part of it. See,
you're going to have to.
The thing is, it takes care of you.
You have to maintain it. You have to take it for routine checkups. You still have to fucking, because you don't need it to like blow up or something. You're having your moment and then all of a sudden it just short circuits out, fucking takes you out with it. Who wants that? Who wants that? I don't need the kids to find that.
I hear you trying to make this thing sound like it's not a great idea, but deep down in your mind,
you're saying, you know
something?
I mean, good for you if you want it, but
I'm just telling you that I have now these things would come to your house in a box and it would never say, you know, man.
Sex robot inside.
Sex robot inside. It would never say it. And women would have these things. And they just wouldn't tell you about it. See, these sex robots.
Where do you hide that? Like, where do you? You have to hang that fucker up somewhere.
You just put it in the.
Is it fold?
It would stand
flat?
In
is
the corner
like that.
It would stand in the corner of your closet.
You imagine some fucking body, human shaped thing standing in your closet. You come home one day, there's someone in your closet.
Yeah, the first couple times it would, you know, it would scare you. You jump scare.
So
right. Oh, it's just
911. Oh, never mind. It's just my sex robot.
Right. No. Just think about this. You can also, you hear a bump in the night, you just say, guess what? Hey, you know, what would you call
up the robot.
What would your sex robot's name be? What would your name, what would he be? What's your sexiest name be?
I don't even know. You have me on the spot. I can't.
All right, I got it. So, you know, there's be a bump in the night, you hear a noise, and then you would say, hey, Stu McAllister, go out there and see if there's a man out there.
There you go.
Right? I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, no.
No.
What was that? Jason Roach. Hey, can you go out there and see if there's a man out there?
You hush. Jason's a very nice man.
I didn't say he wasn't a nice man.
You're just picking random.
I just gave Jason the
random
ultimate.
Random podcast.
Listen, I gave him the ultimate compliment.
Oh, that's true. That I'd have him hanging in my closet.
Right. That you would take your sex doll and design it after him and name it after him.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder if there'd be any. No, there wouldn't be any Jamingo sex dolls. That's ridiculous.
We could send it to Samantha, but she'd never take it out of the box.
That's. It would sit in her living room in the box.
Stretched out next to her TV. Here you fucker. Here's your TV.
Next to the TV is the sex robot. That is so true. damn it.
You're welcome.
It's so funny and so true and so sad for me.
She's never opened that TV yet.
Right. God. But I'm just saying, I honestly think that women are like, oh, I couldn't. I would never. Listen, get me one of those things and send it over to the house.
I'm not using my credit card.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I can't put my credit card on that.
I need a burner card. You have to think about all these.
Can I Venmo?
Can I Venmo?
Make sure
your Venmo history, it's going to say
no, it says
Technologies
private.
International or something.
Yeah, you're private. You make it private so you don't.
It's not like buildaman.com or something.
Look, when I use my Venmo credit card for OnlyFans, I always put it in private. I don't want to see John Domingo sends $19.95 to OnlyFans. I can't have that on my Venmo.
And how many of those are listed? OnlyFans. Well, the lady at the bank knew there was a whole bunch. So.
That's exactly why I was getting a new card and exactly why I stopped. I got to get a card for like my business. You know, Domingo Media Production Incorporated, LLC.
There you go.
Louise says the Domingo sex bot would sneak out and shit under my deck.
Oh, that was a funny story last week.
It is what it is.
I hadn't heard it, so it was funny. It made me laugh.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll think twice when I go to your place now. I'll be like, there's the deck.
There's the deck. Well, it's a new deck now. New deck, same old shit.
Same shit, different deck.
Right. I just think that...
Holy cow.
Yeah, I saw that, and I just made me think about... You know, where we're going and where, you know, we've always needed human interaction. We've always needed humans to do things with and to help us. Like the reason that there is even a family is because the man and the woman, you know, the man was the hunter-gatherer. The woman was, that would be the nurturer.
The man was the hunter. The woman was the gatherer. Yeah.
Right. And then the women would raise the children while the men went out and... You know, this is how the family started, but now we don't need that anymore. Heck, you know what? For all these new, you know, millennials and your Gen Zers and all, they don't want to have babies. So you could get a little robot baby that would just wake up and you could cuddle it like a dog. And this way, the best thing about an AI baby is it wouldn't shit or throw up and it would googly and do all that other stuff. You could even put this thing in, it could even breastfeed from you.
Oh, I don't like that idea. Oh, my God.
No? Just say.
Have some, like, robot baby latched onto you for no reason at all?
Either that or a 62-year-old man. I'm just saying. Just kidding.
I just can't. Yeah, there's... I think there's some things we probably shouldn't mess with technology, but, oh, my word. I just... I just can't. That's just...
I just made Lisa throw up in the chat.
What part of that made you throw up, Lisa?
The 62-year-old man latched onto your nipple? Is that the one? Probably.
That could be it.
I get it.
That could be it.
Louise says it's all fun and games until your robot bitch cheats on you with your neighbor's Alexa. Son of a bitch. That's horrible.
Well, like, is that... Well, that if it's, you know, two women, I mean, are you mad at that? Two females?
No.
No, see, there you go. So...
Right.
Nobody, he wouldn't be mad.
The only problem is if you had a male sex robot get with a female sex robot, they would kill each other. They would wear each other out because neither one of them could come and neither of them would stop.
Just burst into flames. Who blows up first? It'll be the guy.
I'm out of lube. Keep going.
Just God the friction fire alone.
I just know that they'll be clipping that one. I'm out of lube. Keep going. Fuck.
Mike, clip all of this.
I know.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't know what I would think about that. That's
no.
I don't know. Meh.
All right. So anyway, now that we've delved into fantasy, let's get into some reality.
Yes, please.
All right. This gentleman right here. for those that you are listening, you won't be able to see it. But this gentleman used to be Gage Grossworth. Wait, he is the gentleman that was the sole survivor of Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked by four people. He shot three of them. Two of them died. And he vaporized Gage's bicep. So he is now changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now speaking out, he says. This guy here is such a grifter. But here we go.
Well, yes.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on this lovely afternoon. My name is Paul Prediger.
What?
What was his name before?
Gage Grossworth.
So he likes the double name.
Right. He changed his name. He legally changed his name. Why? Because I guess Gage, because the other one had, I guess it had too much negative press. Right. So this is why he changed his name. But they know who he is.
Went from GG to PP.
Right. Paul. Let's see. No, Paul Predator or Paul Pedophile.
I don't. Paul Pervert.
Here we go. Yeah.
Many of you know me as Gage Grossstrikes. On August 25th, 2020, Kyle Rittenhouse shot me in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Since November 2021, I've chose to remain silent and not speak publicly regarding Kyle Rittenhouse.
Wait a minute. What a lie. Because not only we have that, this was right after he was shot.
New at 10, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people during protests in Kenosha goes before a judge as the lone survivor of that attack is speaking about that horrific night. 26-year-old Gage.
Right. So that's that one. Then he was on, what's that show in the morning? Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm. Gage and Kimberly, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. And Gage, I want to start with you. You were shot in the arm by Kyle Rittenhouse during the protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, while the other two men he shot that night died. With Rittenhouse taking the stand, what did you think of his testimony?
Well, I think anytime you see your would-be murderer on the stand, it's emotional.
And what was your...
So, all right, that's that one.
You look like you barely get those words out.
Right. Then here we go again. This is him again, right after the shooting. He's got his hand up.
I thought he had he's holding a noose around his neck. Right? I didn't realize he was doing.
It's not like he's sitting there and he says, this is for the very first time that I am out here talking about this. It's bullshit. Yeah. He's never
making
stopped
some money
talking.
Off of this.
Yeah, okay. He's never stopped talking.
And the events surrounding that night, having preferring my anonymity and safety over revisiting a traumatic period in my life, but that silence ends today.
Oh, today it ends.
Well, I've simply tried to...
He never stopped talking about it.
Yeah. Well, nobody's listening.
No one cares about him. You know that he also got run over by a car. This guy's got the worst luck.
Well, I've changed my name, but I used to be.
Yeah, he was crossing the street and somebody made a left turn and hit him and drug him down the street underneath the car for quite some time. So this guy's
I've seen that. That's funny.
Yes.
It's terrible, but it's funny.
To live my life and not relive those moments, Kyle Rittenhouse has taken a different path. He has used every moment to gloat and to make light of taking life. As if that were not enough, Kyle has embraced and been embraced by those who peddle hateful rhetoric, who believe in nationalism that excludes those who do not look like or think like them.
What? None of that is true. Here's what happened. This kid was out that night trying to, and again, listen, he was 17 years old. He was young, dumb, and full of cum. And
stupid.
He was out doing, and he shouldn't have been out there, but he was.
No.
And nobody would have been hurt except they attacked him and tried to take his gun away from him. So the two people he killed, one chased him. He ran away from this. He's got an AR-15. The guy was running after him. He ran away until he was cornered. Then he turned around and shot him. And then as he was trying to call for medical assistance, they started chasing him. So he tried to run away again. Again, he retreated. He did not turn and shoot anybody. He runs up the street, and someone knocks him over, and a kid comes up with one of those skateboards with an edge and tries to bash in his skull. And when he tries to bash in his skull, Kyle shoots him and kills him. At that point, this guy, Paul Predator, comes at him with a pistol in his right hand. And Kyle sees this pistol and shoots him in the bicep, vaporizing this guy's bicep. Now, there was another guy that was trying to attack him too. Once the third guy who saw the first guy get shot in the chest and this guy's bicep get vaporized, he put his hands up and backed away, and Kyle didn't shoot him. He got up and walked away from him. So he did not shoot anybody. This was not an aggressive thing. It was all defensive. So if this guy, Paul Predator, wouldn't have went at him with a pistol, he would still be able to jerk off with his right hand. But I don't know if he can anymore.
Well, now he can use the stranger hand, so good for him. What's his last name?
I don't know. Hang on, let's back it up, see if I can figure it out. Here we go.
Lovely afternoon. My name is Paul Prediger.
Paul Prediger.
Prediger.
Prediger, okay. Not Predator.
He chose that name.
Yeah, I would imagine.
He chose a name that sounds like Predator.
Right.
Okay. He couldn't have been Smith or Johnson or
no.
Oh, it doesn't rhyme, or something.
It doesn't rhyme with Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So.
That doesn't. Okay. All right. So this knucklehead.
As if that were not enough, Kyle has embraced and been embraced by those who peddle hateful rhetoric, who believe in nationalism that excludes those who do not look like or think like them, and who have sought to amplify a troubling.
Now, I know the people that are listening can't see this, but behind Paul Prediger is a guy with has a one of those what are they called? They're the
it's like a palace. It's a shawl. It's like one of those.
Yeah, it's a terrorist
like
scarf.
Like a prayer shawl.
Is that what it is? It's a Palestine terrorist scarf.
Terrorist scarf.
Right. So he's got that behind him. And if you want to talk about hateful rhetoric, you know, somebody could say the stuff that's coming out of the far left, you know, your people, is a lot of hateful rhetoric too. Just saying. Maybe. Nah. Maybe not.
Desire for violence against supposed political, cultural, and religious enemies.
This guy was out during the riots in Wisconsin. Where they were burning down businesses.
It's like all BLM.
Yeah, all the BLM. Nonsense. He was supporting that violence. That violence is okay.
That's different. That's different.
Right. Yeah, Paul Prediger.
They're repressed. The Kyle Rittenhouse,
right.
You know.
Was trying not to have his neighborhood burnt down. Yeah. His father's grandmother live in the area.
Yeah, still.
So you can't go out there. God forbid you defend anything from these filthy criminals that are out destroying shit. Other people's shit.
I am not here today at Kent State to sell you a book that somebody else wrote or a full body armor military kit that I didn't design or a subscription to an anti-woke payment processor or to sell you the lies of BLM.
Why not?
Oh.
He's not going to sell the lies of BLM? So BLM has lies? Did he really write? Did he just say that? I mean,
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, this guy's.
I'm not here to sell you the lies of BLM.
Oh, well.
Okay.
You were out that night. I mean, okay, go ahead.
That speaker is across campus today, and his name is Kyle Rittenhouse. And for an extra $37, he'll even autograph his book for you.
It's not a bad deal.
But what I am here to do.
Oh, good.
It's to stand with the students of Kent State who have had enough. Enough of Kyle and his rhetoric.
Oh,
enough of the celebration of loss of human life. Enough of the flawed logic that because a 17-year-old who shot me and killed two others with an illegally obtained firearm.
That's not true either. The firearm was legally obtained. Mm-hmm. And he was allowed to hold. He was allowed to have the gun. It wasn't his gun, but he was allowed. You know, in that state, he was allowed to have that gun. You know, the lies are that he took it from and crossed state lines with it. He didn't. His friend bought this gun, and it was going to sell to him when he turned 18. That's what the deal was supposed to be. But he had the gun there, and he's legally allowed to carry a gun at 17, open carry in Wisconsin. So all that's a lie.
An illegally carried firearm.
Again, another lie.
Now somehow qualified to be a champion of gun rights. Enough?
Yes, that's exactly right. The reason that everybody was so that kid at 17 years old did everything right for self-defense.
Well, okay, well, go ahead. Okay.
If he wasn't attacked,
there. Well, if he wasn't there.
Listen, if the psychopath... pedophile didn't attack him, he wouldn't be dead. And with the kid with the skateboard didn't attack him, he wouldn't be dead. And if this guy here didn't attack him with a gun, he wouldn't have use of his right arm.
Pulpit, yeah.
Yeah. So he was attacked. So if you really want to get down to it there, Paul Prediger, you were the oppressor And Kyle was the oppressed. Oh, no. Ooh. What are you going to do about that?
Of the sad fragility that proclaiming and accepting Black Lives Matter, because they do, somehow devalues or threatens white lives.
No, that's not true. Again.
Wrong.
That's wrong. All he was trying to do was keep people that were out there rioting from burning down buildings and destroying property. Is that what Black Lives Matter stand for? Destroying property?
Yes.
And again, you know, the concept of Black Lives Matter, everybody agrees with. But the organization, the grifting organization that took in millions of dollars and used it for themselves, like the socialist, Marxist, communists that they are.
They got a really nice house. Was it in California?
Didn't give any money to the black man.
Nope.
You know what he said? Where is it? Damn it. I hate when I do this. I can't find it on my... This is what, you know, the BLM got millions and millions of dollars. And what did they say to the black man?
I say, fuck the black man.
Absolutely. Reminds me of that joke that I'm not allowed to tell because I'm white. One of the funniest racist jokes that there ever was. Am I allowed to tell it?
Is this guy still talking?
He's still talking, but I think we got time. I think we got a minute to talk about this.
Oh, jeez. All right.
So there's two young black men, and they're walking down the street. And they come, as they're in the city, they come up to this building, and then a sign outside says, "We'll turn you white 99 cents. So the one black guy says, "Oh, my God, I got a dollar." And the other guy says, "I only got 98 cents. He says, "I'll tell you what. I'll go in. I'll pay for it. If it works, I'll come out and give you the penny. And then you can go in and get it done." So the guy's in there. The first guy goes in. He's in there for about an hour. He comes out. He's white. He's got straight hair. He looks, you know, he's all dressed up. He's in a suit. And he walks out. And the guy goes, the other guy, the black guy goes, "Oh, my God, that's amazing. Give me the penny." And the white first guy that goes to him says, "Hey, get a job, N-word."
I thought you were going to say nigga.
No,
oh my
I didn't.
God, stop.
See, I can't do that because I'm a white man.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's the joke. To me, that's the funniest joke I've ever heard. But I can't say that.
Oh, my God.
It's
poor Talvin.
It's an amazing joke. It's just the setup and everything is just amazing. It's like he was like, "Yeah, okay, I'll give you the penny when I come out." When he comes out, he's a white man, and he told the black man to get a job. How funny is that? All right. See if we're done with Greg. Craig, Paul, whatever his name is.
Gage.
Enough of the lies.
Whose lies? His or yours? Because right now, all I'm hearing
he
is your
need
lies.
He doesn't know anymore. Yeah.
And the deceit.
Okay.
That has been told by Kyle Rittenhouse for over 3 years about what actually happened in Kenosha. August 25th, 2020.
Hey, Paul Predator, you realize this is all on video. We can watch every second of it from multiple angles. We can see everything. Louise says, "When you get shot, you either turn out cool like Jody, or you do break, or you do gay press conferences like Pedo Paul over here."
Nice, Louise.
Way to go, Louise. I like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of protesting going on in this country. It's like the 60s again. It's like the 60s all over again.
Let me tell you what. Protests, not like this, but what's been going on just with like pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, which is really pro-Palestine, same people, that wait till the Chicago... Is the DNC in Chicago this
year?
Yes. Oh, my God. They're going to burn down the fucking building.
Listen.
They're going to have the National Guard out there. There's no way that's going to be peaceful.
The Democratic Party and Joe Biden's administration have fucked this country three ways
Chicago.
Since Sunday. And now they're going to have to go. Now everybody's pissed at them. Their far left base is pissed at them.
Nobody's happy.
Right? The people, they're going to the supermarket and they're looking at how bad inflation is and how much money, their money's worth shit.
It is.
And this is going on. And they've got the presidential rumba. Walking around, bumping into stages,
falling.
And all this shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't know if you noticed, but gas went up like 25 cents a gallon overnight.
Yes. Yes, it did.
The reason
I just got gas yesterday.
Right. Mm. The reason that's happening is because of all this shit that's going on with Israel and Iran. And if anything pops off here and they do something to destroy Iran's oil producing, then the price of oil is going to go through the roof, which means everything's going to go through the roof. Louise says, sure. Here in L.A., there's a gay guy with a pride flag and a Palestine flag both on his car. The irony is too much. Yeah, because if he went to Palestine, the bunch of them would throw him off a roof. They would make him into a Gaper airplane, and they would toss him off the roof.
Yep. And Twisted says, but when I say I'm anti-everyone, I'm the bad guy, but I just don't like people.
Yeah, see, this is why you need a robot woman.
Yeah. Dean says, Build Back Better worked out so well.
Mm-hmm. The Bidenomics, the word, the term that they use, they're backing away from that.
They don't want to use it.
It's like, they're
ridiculous.
Like a cat that shit on the rug. They are backing away from that. And again, I know people don't like us talking about politics, but this to me is funny.
Yeah.
It is now funny.
It's terrifying and comical. It's the most ridiculous shit I've seen. It's like every day I'm like, well, how are they topping this? And it gets better and better. Like, I don't understand. I was talking to folks the other day, and I cannot understand how Rashida Tlaib even has a job. Like, she literally does not support the country that elected her and pays her, gives her an office. But yet out in Michigan, you know, it's a fucking hot mess out there by her. It's just with all the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, that's nuts. That's absolutely, she won't even, I was watching, I think, one of the Fox News shows with Brett Baer, and they had a correspondent going after her, and all she, asking her very pointed questions about one of the rallies that are like, you know, very anti-America, like down to America, down with America, down, you know, all pro-Hamas and all this. And all she responded was, I don't talk to Fox News. That was her response.
I don't talk to Fox News.
Yeah, hey. like raging mad that they were asking her questions. I'm like, is nobody else questioning this? Like, why is there one? Well, maybe there might be a couple other reporters, but like, for the most part, nobody questions this. This is insane. Like, she's literally a representative of our country, supposed to do the right thing for our country, not Hamas. I get it. That's where you're from. Like, it's your heritage. I get that.
She's from Somalia. She's not from Hamas. Well, just want to get it straight.
Not from Hamas, but like, but I understand. Like, that's where she goes. But the fuck? Why are we not supporting?
Well, I don't
know
if
that fucking pays you at least. But
I don't know if you caught the news today, but her daughter was just thrown out of college because I can't remember what college she was thrown out of. She was just tossed out of college because of her anti-Israel rhetoric. And it is whatever she was doing is against many of the bylaws of the college. So they have removed her, suspended her, or whatever they do in college.
No, that was Ilhan Omar's daughter.
That's suspended. What you just said.
No, I'm talking about Tlaib.
I thought you said Ilhan Omar.
No, I said Rashida Tlaib.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, from Michigan.
Ilhan Omar is from Michigan also.
Minnesota.
Is she? She's from Minnesota?
Minnesota congresswoman. Yeah, you're high as a kite. What the fuck?
All right, I'm sorry.
What the hell is that stone doing to you, man?
I'm sorry, you know what it is? I know.
It's just so much. It's
the same thing. It's they're from the Midwest, I'm sorry. Ilhan Omar's daughter got thrown out of college.
Yeah.
I could have sworn. The whole time I thought you were saying Ilhan
Omar. Am I high? I did say Tlaib, right?
You know what? We're going to go back to the tape after this and figure out who was right and who was wrong. I don't know. Now that I'm questioning
everything.
Either way,
they both fucking suck. So.
Right. And so what you do is when you have a really good job in a horrible economy, you know what you do? You go in and you protest and you stand up in the middle of a meeting and you do this.
I'm a Google Cloud software engineer and I refuse to build technology that powers genocide, apartheid, or surveillance.
Get the fuck out.
I refuse to build technology that's going to be used for cloud apartheid.
and resilience, innovation. And
I'm a Google Cloud software engineer, and I refuse to build technology.
You know what he has?
I refuse to think for myself.
Yeah, he don't have to refuse. He just he can no longer do it at Google. He gone.
Good. Fire his fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, bye. He's out. They removed him.
Good.
And now...
You don't like the job? Bye.
Right. A bunch of staffers wearing Arab headscarves barged into California offices of the company at the top cloud executive to protest the tech giant's ties to Israel government. Now, listen, kids, let's talk about this for just a second. I know your values, and you're there to fight the man. Let me just tell you how things work, like bills. To pay bills, you need money. And to have money, you need a
job.
A job.
Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
You know what happens when you don't have a job? You don't have money. And if you don't have money, you don't have bills. And
live
if you
in
can't
your parents' basement.
Right. And if you can't pay bills, you end up homeless. So the
What's that song? You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me.
Right. You know what you say? You can't have no romance without any finance. That is the truth. Or if we go with the Brand X mantra, it's cash for gash. No cash, no gash.
Well, that's
just
not
saying. So these pro-Palestine employees called No Tech for Apartheid use their social media accounts and Twitch to post images and live videos of their takeover of Sunnydale, California, Google Cloud offices. They read statements denouncing the companies over the contract with Israel. Now, how much do you think this contract was worth to Google for this cloud service they were talking to for Israel? $1.2 billion.
No, that's it.
They want Google to walk away from a $1.2 billion contract.
Sure. Because we'll get another one.
Because of this war in Gaza that Hamas started. They started it.
If I distinctly remember, there were some bombs dropped.
Right?
And like festivals where people were raped and murdered and children attacked and things like that.
And
God. But you know.
Thank God that these companies are starting to turn around and not put up with this bullshit anymore.
Good. You know what? There's plenty of people. You don't want this job, but you know what? There's 50 people waiting for your fucking job. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see what job he gets
next time.
Yeah.
You know what he'll be doing?
I got gas in my car. Oh, too bad. I hope you have an electric car you can plug in.
He'll be programming AI for men and women's sex robots is what he'll be doing next. Google has fired.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Spell it right.
Oppress me. Oppress me. Google has fired 28 employees over their participation in a 10-hour sit-in in the offices of New York, California, and Seattle.
Good. So, get out. There you go. Twisted says, if I get a decent amount of money, I will throw all my morals away.
Exactly. Again, you can have all... See,
someone who's hungry for a job.
This is the problem now. These institutions, these colleges, have taught these kids that their opinion matters. It doesn't.
Yeah. We don't care.
You can have your opinions. Do they matter? No. You can go to, your job right now is to get money to survive. That's what it is. Yeah. You know what it is? It's kind of like a video game. You go to a job and you collect tokens. Think of it as a video game.
There you go.
You get
it's
tokens.
It's called life.
Yes.
It's called life.
Right. You get tokens. And then when you go home, you take tokens and you buy things in the store. This is how it works. Just like in...
It's literally a game.
Like Sims.
We played this game in the 80s.
Right. You played Sims and now you're fucking up on the outside. You think that it would teach you something. It has not.
There you go. Luis says, opinions and love don't pay the bills.
Nope.
You can't eat your morals.
Correct.
You cannot eat your morals.
Columbia students were arrested for anti-Israel protest.
Yeah, well, that's Omar's kids. Like, that's what she got busted for.
Right, she got, yeah, exactly.
Out in Columbia. So.
New York cops in riot gear swarmed Columbia University on Thursday, today. And arrested dozens of anti-Israel protesters. Remember, it used to be pro-Palestine? They were pro-Palestine protesters.
Go, Palestine.
Now, they don't see, this is how the media really works.
Mm-hmm.
The police weren't arresting pro-Palestine protesters. They were actually arresting anti-Israel protesters. See the difference?
Right.
See the shift in that? Manoush Shafik wrote in an email to students,
guilty.
and faculty staff. God damn, that was funny.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can we pull that and put that out as a clip? I'm sorry. I guess we can.
Sure, go ahead.
Shortly after 1 p.m., hordes of cops in body armor descended on the campus, and onlookers surrounded the officers and started chanting, "Let them go! Let them go! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Shame on you!" Okay.
Which the cops turned around and said, "Suck my dick! You want to go too?" No, they didn't do that, but they should
have. Hey, we got a pair of zip ties for you.
Yeah.
Hop in.
Yeah, so they zip tied them all up. They had six prison buses waiting. So they took them all down to lockup, which is just what should have happened.
Ziploc chain happen. Gang and off they go.
Right. They were there for 3 days. They had tents and all this. And they're like, look, you can't do this.
Get a job. They're not working. Go to a fucking job. Put that much time and dedication and make some money and do some fucking good somewhere.
The funny thing is, how much are they paying Columbia University to get arrested and thrown out of school? They're going to get thrown out of school for this. They have to.
Maybe.
They'll
throw some out. They'll throw some out. They'll throw out like the bigger ones, and then they'll keep some of the other ones. Bob's little groupie says Bob won't zip tie me.
He won't?
He likes consent. Bob prefers consent. But she could tap it out like with the zip ties. She uses her nails like little Morse code.
You know what you do? You know what you do, Bob's littlest groupie? You take a piece of paper and you write in your handwriting, "I give permission for Boomer Bob to zip tie me and violate me."
Oh, my goodness.
Like a, I don't know what, I can't. So many things.
Sounds uncomfortable saying all those
so
words.
Many things went into my mind at the same time I locked up.
He just short-circuited. You just like went, "I could tell that to a robot. I could tell it to your AI robot."
Yeah, I could say that to a robot. I can't say that out loud.
Bob goes video consent.
Video consent. There you go, Bob. Video consent.
Oh, yeah. I could just see her. She'd just be like, "I authorize Boomer Bob," to like just reading it off the script.
Sparky Tozer said, "John vapor locked." I absolutely vapor locked.
He sure did, Sparky. You're not wrong.
Yes. Here you go. We can use this in a court of law. Bob's a little scroopy. He says, "I give permission to Bob to be spanked and zip tied." All right. Bob says, "With a driver's license."
And today's newspaper.
Right.
Wait, do they even have newspapers anymore?
Right. Bob zip tie her.
Just be her iPhone held up with the date.
See, this is why Luis needs a AI girlfriend. He doesn't know how to handle real women. Luis says, "Bob, zip tie her, then go out for a smoke." That'll teach her. Speaking,
oh, honey.
Speaking of women, yes. I don't know if you've watched
half the audience right now. So, okay.
I don't know if you've watched any of the women's college Final Four basketball tournament. Did you watch any of that?
I don't watch any basketball, men or women. So okay.
Well, Caitlin Clark, and she
I
really
do know of her. Yes.
Yeah, she really is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. I mean, she's amazing. She can throw up 3 points as a woman basketball player. I've never seen one better. She lost in the Final Four to, was it South Carolina? I think South Carolina beat them.
I think so. I remember seeing some of the stuff.
So she went the number one pick in the WNBA draft, the Women's Professional Basketball draft. She will earn, over the next 4 years, $338,056. That's her contract. All right? Remember I said Steph Curry, who's the best.
Yeah. Oh, how many millions does he make?
Well, he makes all more of them. He makes more than that in one game than she makes in 4 years.
Yeah, there's no money in the WNBA.
Why? Why is there no money in the WNBA?
Nobody's watching it.
Right. And
you
why?
Know why? You're asking me, like, you're ready for me to fight with you.
No.
It's because nobody supports it. Nobody watches it.
Right. And
not
women,
many people watch it.
Women, if you want women to make money, go out and support it. Everybody that's bitching about the reason she's not making any money, go out to your local WNBA franchise and buy a season ticket.
That's hypocritical of me. I won't watch any fucking basketball.
See, you're the problem. You're the problem.
I'm not the problem. I've never supported it. My money's never been involved in it ever.
If there was a,
have I even disagreed with you at any point?
I understand that, but you're still part of the problem. If there was a women's National Football League, the WNFL, and it was all women,
Mm-hmm.
Would you go out?
A fuckload of money.
What would you think they would make more money than the end?
Of course it would. You know what the uniforms would look like? Please, come on.
I say no.
It would make those women would make more money than women's basketball. And well, here's why. Because they dress them like they dress a volleyball player. They put a helmet on them because you don't really need to see their face. And then they'd be in Shorty McShort shorts and their tits hanging out. And they'd be like, I got a football. And then they're going to run and bounce through the field. And all you motherfuckers would buy those cards and go to those games. So they'll make more money that way.
I disagree for the simple fact
that
there's, yes, because there's already a lot. There was, I don't even know if there is anymore,
yeah,
a women's lingerie football league. They have the uniforms that you were talking about where mm-hmm. they had shoulder pads and helmets on and mm-hmm. guys didn't even go to watch them.
Okay. Well,
because the reason we watch sports is for the competition. We don't need that. We don't need
Why do you watch volleyball? For the competition?
I'll be honest with you. Women's volleyball's, yes. Women's volleyball, the competition. Yes.
They have men's volleyball. Do you watch that too?
No. And you know something? I'll be honest with you. I like watching women's tennis over men's tennis. I don't know why.
I know why.
Remember, I can't which one of them.
We know why.
Which one of the women's tennis players that used to do every time she hit the ball, she'd go, eh.
Oh, she would grunt. I remember her. God, she sounded like a fucking animal. It wasn't Steffi Graf.
I think it was Shavapova, Rova.
It wasn't.
Sharapova?
Sharapova. No, it wasn't
her. Wasn't her?
Oh, no. Fuck. My grandmother loved watching tennis, and she's like, she grunts like a pig. She did not like watching it.
What are you typing in? I'd love to know what you're typing into Google.
Tennis player grunting.
Yeah. Anna Kournikova?
No. Kournikova. No, she was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Who was it? I want to say Steffi Graf, but
no,
it
wasn't Steffi Graf.
It wasn't Steffi Graf because she was cute too. Yeah. God damn it. Well, Sharapova, it'll come up, but whatever. I'll keep looking, but I get it. It's a lot there's a lot of force of that ball coming at you and you got to smack it back. It's hard, but.
Yeah, but so is playing basketball.
Well, men do it too.
But what I'm saying is that the reason that and I'll tell you one thing that Caitlin mm-hmm. Clark might actually drag some people into watching the WNBA. They might actually do it.
Monica Seles.
Monica Seles? Is that who did it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There are some listed. There was actually Sharapova was one of the ones that was listed.
Hang on a second.
And that Anna Kournikova, whatever the fuck it is. It's not Kournikova.
Seles is with an S?
Yes. And so Luis says, as a soccer fan, I've been to female soccer games and got kicked out for yelling, just score you cunts. Gee, I can't imagine why you get tossed out of that. And Bob says that women's volleyball has zero titties. I hate that word. And all asses. Well, if you're an ass man.
All right, hang on. I just brought this up. Let's see if this works.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
We're going to get to the grunting anytime?
There's... Yeah, everyone.
Okay, it is her, but it's kind of low.
No, it's low, and there was like a little bit of a feedback on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like she's getting beat up in a porn, just like every fucking hit. Oh, here you go. So Mike says, Google says top grunters are Serena Williams, Venus Williams, Victoria, somebody or other... Arnya, somebody, a bunch of names.
We can't pronounce.
Novak.
Yeah.
Djokovic. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's cool. A bunch of names. I can't read all of them.
Be so hard.
Thank you for looking them up, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I can't say them all.
Mike Peleducer.
Peleducer.
He's our Peleducer. He's our producer.
Peleproducer.
Yep. Yeah.
Peleducer.
And he was my muse for when I did this. So when we talk about Eric Zane in a couple of minutes.
Hmm.
He was my muse. I seen him do some things and I just copied him.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to be as good as Mike Peleproducer. Peleproducer.
The name changes every time.
Sure. Why not? All right. So just to finish up this story about Caitlin Clark,
Yes.
So now
she's a tremendous player. I do understand.
Yeah,
that
she's really good, and she's amazing.
I'll support the products that back her.
Right.
If it's something I would do, I mean, I would buy a box of Wheaties, I guess.
But
or whatever. Do they do that anymore?
The two ladies on the Today Show, Hoda and Jenna Bush, they were saying, you know.
Yeah.
Why is she getting so much less money? Because the money's not there. You realize
no
that the NBA finances the WBA. In other words, the NBA takes some of their profit and pays.
They're making a lot of fucking profit.
Doesn't matter. They could keep all that money. But they take.
I know.
And, you know, it's like, here you go, honeys. Go over there and play some. Go over and play some basketball.
Make me a sandwich when you're done, please.
Yeah, when you're done. Yeah. Here you go.
Fuck you.
And then our president, he jumps in on social media. Why would sports continue to push new boundaries, inspire us all?
Yeah, because we keep letting men into it, so women's sports are going to be a thing of the past. So,
Okay.
Well, that men, I know. Also, well, because fucking Joe approves all that.
They also smell real good. Right now, we're seeing
the
that
female,
even
the woman ones.
If you're at your best, women are not paid their fair share. No, sorry. this time.
That's not Joe.
It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunity as our sons and show them hey, we deserve
ice cream for everyone.
Journalist Lisa Ling wrote on Instagram, Steph Curry makes more per game than Caitlin Clark makes in 4 years.
Yeah.
With the toll of sports and travel take on women's bodies. Is this even a living wage?
Yeah, she's living fine.
Well, you know what? $90,000, $97,000. Let's go $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year? Is that really a living wage anymore for a single person? I mean, it's not bad.
Apparently for a basketball player it is.
Right? Ladies, go out and support your WNBA. Go out and go to a game. Don't sit there and just bitch about it. Then go get your goddamn Starbucks latte mocha something. And go ice, drink it. Go out there and support it.
Oh, are you saying stop at Starbucks?
Yeah,
and then
it's
go,
like
go
a
game.
Yeah,
okay.
We want
got
women
a little
to
Joe Biden-y there a little bit.
Yeah, we. Sorry. We want women to get paid more. How about you go to the games?
Fuck no.
That. Yeah, exactly. No.
I hate basketball. It is one sport I will not. I've been putting baseball on. I hate basketball. It's the squeak. Ugh. I'll watch soccer. I'll watch women's soccer. I'll watch men's soccer. Or football.
Yeah. I got some sad news.
Oh, no. What?
The world's oldest living conjoined twins passed away just the other day.
So no longer living.
Lori and George Chappelle died the 7th of April at a hospital in the University of Pennsylvania. Cause of death was not disclosed.
They were conjoined.
Yes, they were joined at the head.
Oh.
One of them transitioned. They were actually two women.
Oh, my God.
And
everybody can transition.
You okay, Duchess? What's going on over there?
I realized my battery was not charged on my laptop, so I'm plugging in my laptop before it fucking blinks
so
out.
So unprofessional.
My bad. I know.
All right.
I'm the worst.
So in 2007, George transitioned, and the Chappelles became the first same-sex conjoined twins to identify as different genders. Like, that would happen. Like, you know what I mean?
How did that surgery go? Like, of all the surgeries that you'd be like, oh, they're going to finally separate? No, I want to be a dude.
I don't think they really – I don't think he – had the surgery. I think he still has
who's operating
a mangina. I think they
there's
just
no doctor operating on
well
that.
Here's the thing, if they shoot him with testosterone, wouldn't that give her some testosterone?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would think it would. There's an impact on they're conjoined, they're they share a
at
lot
the
of
head
it. Yeah,
and they lived like
some
that for 62
and,
years
veins. Yes.
One was a singer, the other one was not. It's really, really weird. But you know what? God love him. Say hi to Devin for us.
He's got some company.
I wonder when they go to heaven, will God just grab him and say, oh, sorry, and pull him apart?
Like Velcro, like their Velcro.
Yeah. And then we, oh,
well, I mean, technically, if you think about it, I mean, I suppose you could, you would be established as to two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Or God's going to be like, sorry, you're still stuck together forever.
Yes.
How do you put a, Sparky wants to know, how do you put a t-shirt on them? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Go back to that picture.
Oh, my God.
Two heads are better than one. Never mind, says Dean.
You can't. You can't put a t-shirt on them.
No, it's got to snap. It's got to be all side access.
Yeah, it's got to be like a onesie, like a baby onesie. No. Yeah, well,
Yeah, well, are they, if they're only attached in the head, then the, they can move aside. Like they can.
Oh, here it is in the article. The one thing that we regret in our life was never to be able to wear a t-shirt. Just kidding. I'm just
like, are you kidding? Holy fuck.
The one could walk, the other one couldn't. So what they did was they put her like on a four-wheel dolly, and then the guy, the one that transitioned, went in and I guess it could, yeah, they could wear a hat. It would just have to be a, like a real big one. Like a huge,
like a giant, like a it goes the
skull cap.
Like a I was thinking a pith helmet, like they wear in the jungle.
Right.
What the fuck movie did I see where somebody was like, it was like from Jumanji, like the soldier. Well, who's come down to wrangle everybody's got.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You never sneak up on these two because one's looking forward and one's looking backwards. You never sneak up on them.
Oh, I'm going to hell for laughing at these poor fuckers. Oh, these what are you saying? These poor sumbitches. Oh, what's the... is there a coffin for that?
Oh,
an open coffin?
I don't know.
Is it a stand-up coffin?
You know what I would do when they die?
If you lay them down, how do they sleep?
I'll tell you what I would do if when... Well, side by side is how they sleep. It's not like they have separate beds. Here's the thing.
Yeah, but
when
like
they
I
die,
I roll over funny, like, oh, yeah.
I would get a Sawzall. I would get a Sawzall and cut them apart and put one in each, one in one casket, one on the other. Jesus. Just wrap their heads up and, right?
That's so messed up.
Just Sawzall them apart, put them in caskets. Give them some dignity in death. No? I think so.
I'm just reading the comments. Mike says a double-billed baseball cap is a must. Puff says they got eyes in the back of their head.
Right. Kind of, sort of.
Hey, I got something in my ear. Do I got something in my ear?
I can't see. Hold on.
He's a Q-tip.
Yeah, let me go in your ear. Let me clean your one ear out.
Oh, here you go. Sparky's... Whoops.
I seen Sparky him once says, in an elevator. I was fixing the phone system of an apartment building they lived in Reading, PA. No shit.
Wow.
Look at you, Sparky Toaster.
That's like, what is it, the 7 degrees to Kevin Bacon? Like, you're just like, you're like the 1 degree to these guys.
Hmm.
You know, we all meet strange people, right? Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about death, it's time for...
Oh, I was hoping we wouldn't do this. I just thought maybe you'd forget doing it. Fucking songs.
Hi, everyone. It's Devin, formerly of Rubberneckers, Gaslighting, and the Fine Whining Podcast. Oh, yeah, and formerly alive. April is comedy month in heaven. It starts on April Fool's Day and goes all month. Since I'm a rookie in heaven, I have to clean up after the pranks. OJ Simpson and I had to clean up all the flaming paper bags of dog shit on people's front doors. The Juice is a really nice guy. He feels bad for killing Nicole and Ron. Up here, everyone is forgiven. I have to go? Tonight, I'm going to a stand-up show. The lineup is George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Norm MacDonald, and Patrice O'Neill. It should be a blast. See you all next week.
Aww.
Devin from heaven.
Poor dumb kid.
Tell you what, the lineup.
You got me going.
The lineup. Stop it. Not still. Jesus, 2 years from now, she'll still be crying over this kid.
Shut up.
Come on. Come on, your big time is coming now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is your segment.
I'm sorry.
I do this purposely. All right, so let's get into the 2024 miles and 24 challenge.
It's a hot mess this week, I'm telling you. All right. Well, as you can see. Oh, my God.
What the hell? How come my thing's not working? What?
Clip that.
What the hell? Why isn't my thing working?
Well, I thought I was catching up.
There we go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, I was hoping to catch up to Josh. But unfortunately, being waylaid a little bit last week with COVID, and today it was just a shitstorm. So I am at 640 miles, but Josh is at 780 miles. He's 140 miles ahead of me. Like, I'm not even sure how I can come back from that. Like, there's just no. So, you know, it's. I want to be competitive with him, but I just can't. It's just not going to fucking happen. So whatever.
You're like one third of the way there almost.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm getting there. I mean, halfway would be, you know, 1,200 miles.
Sparky Toaster.
Excuse me, 1,000 miles. Mm-hmm.
Sparky Toaster says, John, your thing ain't working because you forgot to take your little blue pill.
Yeah, it's exactly it. So, but I did make it, I did earn today my 642 mile mark. I didn't even make it to the gym today. I'm still
slacking.
Trying to, I know, you have no idea how much it bothers me. And I didn't even have time. I didn't go this morning because I'm still recovering from this fucking cough, which keeps me up at night. So I can't get, here you go. Bob nailed it. Just exactly what it is. I would cough 500 miles. I feel like I've coughed 500 miles. So, yeah. Yeah, Josh is still walking, Sparky. I hate to tell you that. He had fucking eyeball surgery, and that has not slowed him down. Well, let me phrase it. It slowed him down. It has not stopped him. So he's just dragging himself, and I still can't catch up. So you have no idea how much it bothers me. And John, of course, is gleefully, you know, rubbing his hands together like Dr. Evil. Look at him, yep. Fucking laughy bastard. So I fucking hate you. So my goal is to complete it this year. So if I am close with Josh, great. If not, which I'm not going to be. But in up news, I guess in interesting news, I do have a 5K on Saturday, which I will be doing. I have my 20-mile hike that is happening in June on Father's Day weekend. And I just signed up for a second 20-mile hike.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. That's great.
And then I have a couple 5Ks and things scattered in there. So.
I can't even walk a quarter mile. Yeah. So I'm not really. Listen, I think it's amazing that you're doing this. I just think it's hysterical that you're trying to beat Josh and he won't let you. He just
I don't even want to beat him. I just want to get close. I can't even. He's like.
That's a
he
lie.
He eclipsed me.
You no, definitely want to beat him. I know
you do. I don't want to get murdered on
you
a
want,
loss here.
You want to get there first.
Well, I'm not going to. I mean, I've figured that out.
You'd say you're going to. I said you want to.
Well, yes.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. So it's already passed. I'm already past it because it's not going to fucking happen. So.
Hey, you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but we have a voicemail number. And that number is 856-477-1935. You can call that number and leave us a voicemail on anything we talked about during the show. My fuck-ups, mm-hmm. Duchess's fuck-ups, stories that we talked about here. Your opinions on some of our opinions. You can call that number. 856-477-1935. And some of the segments we do, you might not like. All right? You might not like these segments. And you can call in and let us know
about
that.
Share your feedback.
Share your feedback. You know who did? Doug from Who's Right.
Again?
Again. I thought I changed the show for Doug. And guess what?
Do we get any love? Do we get any love or appreciation?
Here we go.
Hey, God. Welcome, Doug. From Heath Wright. I wanted to say good job, man.
Thank you.
For your last episode, you didn't play any videos. It wasn't distracting. I went and checked your podcast homepage, and I was looking at the episode description. I think the only thing that I would ask you to do moving forward is probably update it to reflect the fact that you guys fucking talk about cottage cheese for 30 fucking minutes. Cottage cheese recipes? Are you fucking kidding me? That's the type of thing that's going to cause me heartburn with your language? That's your hot take?
Well.
But it got him to call in, didn't it? Who's really the smart person?
No, I mean, listen, Doug, I appreciate your feedback. And I went back and checked. I said, did we really talk about cottage cheese for 30 minutes? Because to be honest with you, once we get done the show, I don't remember what we even talked about. So I went back, and it was a good 4 minutes we talked about cottage cheese. And it might be a little too much, but this was under the segment of dude cooking. And, you know, so that's what it was. It was more dude cooking, and I was into cottage cheese. So anyhow, all right.
Well, Lisa wanted to know if he had a lisp.
He does not have a lisp.
And it sounded like he was talking in a soup can.
Well, you know, it is through, it's the voicemail. It's not the best quality, but you know what?
We could
understand him. We're not going to make fun of our callers. If someone comes and leaves a message, we're definitely not making fun of them because we would like more of your feedback. And how do you do that? You go to our phone number, 856-477-1935, and give us a call. I appreciate that. Speaking of feedback, I have some feedback of my own.
Yes.
Former friend of the show.
Said no one. Said him never. Right.
Where the hell did I put that? Oh, here it is.
That's a good question.
Former friend of the show, Eric
Zane. All right,
everybody,
hold your breath.
Now, see, here's the thing about Eric. First of all, I owe Eric a lot. If it wasn't for Eric, I would not have the Duchess here. If it wasn't for Eric, I wouldn't have met the fine people that are here right now that support this show. I wouldn't have met them. I appreciate that. And here's another thing I'm going to say about Eric. That guy is one of the he's like a white Jamaican. He has more jobs than Carter's got little liver pills. There's an old one for you. Lisa's saying, ruin the show. Hang on.
Mike says, who's the old lesbian?
Who's the old lesbian? There we go. So this is what Eric, this is how Eric's day. All right. So he gets up at like 5 a.m. He does a morning, he does the morning show on Q.
Spins Records.
Whatever. 100.3 in Detroit, The Rock. And then when he gets done that, he goes and he does his podcast, right? Two hours a day. We're somewhere around there. 2 hours a day.
So dedicated.
All right. And then after that, he does a Patreon. He also is a announcer for a couple of sports teams, like the Minor Hockey League, the Griffins, I think, and also a ladies basketball team that I know of. And I'm not sure if he does the announcing at an auto racetrack. But that's not enough. He also works at one of his advertisers' bar, restaurant, right? So he does all that. Now, here's the problem.
Mr. Fry Guy over here?
Okay. The problem is, you know, he does, I don't know, let's see, it's 10 hours a week plus the Patreon. So let's say another 15 to 20. Plus he does all these other shows that he does, other podcasts that he does about the free beer, and he does one about Ottawa County, and he does one about his old shows. And so he has all that content too. So he is one of the hardest working guys in podcasting. I will give him that. The thing is, it's taking a toll on him. And you can tell that by just looking at him. So here he's starting his podcast.
He looks so well rested.
He's had it. And he's not a nice guy because, see, what's going on now is he doesn't have time to do any content. Like, he can't go and get stories and all. He doesn't have the time. And he got rid of people that would give him stories, like Mike Pellerito used to produce for Eric. He used to do that for Eric, and then Eric shit on people, and then Eric started shitting on him, and then everybody left, and now Mike does fantastic things for us. Amazing stuff that we get
Mike's
from Mike.
Best.
He's amazing. So now the only thing that Eric can do now is rely on the chat for content. So if you listen to him, it's like Abu says, and then Lisa says, and then Carl says, and then like Corey says, and then Kenny says, and Ashley says, that's all he does. He just reads the chat, which is fine, I guess. That's not too bad. But the problem is when the chat is not up to Eric Sane's standards.
We know how high those are.
He loses his shit. And to me, that's my favorite Eric Zane. My favorite Eric Zane is when he loses his shit on the chat and starts telling them how to do the chat, okay? So much so that the last time he melted down, I took his chat and I tighten it up because daddy likes it tight. And I sent it over to WATP, which is Who Are These Podcasts? And they have a segment on their show called Cringe of the Week, which they played it on. So here is Eric, thoroughly disgusted with the chat.
Look, if you guys are going to participate on the chat, can you fucking do it in English? Can we actually have a moment? I mean, because I don't have a ton of time to sit there and pore over what you're contributing. And if what you contribute is not English, you dumb motherfuckers, how the fuck am I supposed to engage you?
See, I don't have content.
How am I supposed to figure it out?
You morons are making me look like a moron. Get your shit together.
You got to go to chat training. Let's go, people.
You
get your shit together. I'm on my third round of audience, people. I can't afford to lose anymore.
Yes. What the hell's going on here?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Corey, you're not even allowed. I mean, you're a retard to begin with.
Okay, that, yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing about Corey.
100% yes.
I think Corey would be our kind of people, to be honest with you, but for some reason, he's still a zaniac.
No, because he loves them.
He loves them. Him and Kenny. They you know who I don't hear about anymore on that show? Amanda. I don't hear Amanda on that show anymore. I think he shook that tick, too, to be quite honest with you.
She'll be back.
Think so?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I actually am not mad at you because you are retarded.
Well, there you go.
Kenny writes, how am I making more sense than you guys today? Yeah, that's from a moron who can't complete a sentence as well.
People pay for that.
Yeah. God.
Some
you don't have that much responsibility. Just participate and write in complete sentences that make sense. That's how this works. Shit, fuck. Great. Now I'm...
All right, now he's just realized.
I spent a minute berating people who pay me to participate in my show.
Right.
But cool.
Now he has realized that he has just berated the audience for a minute 15, and he knows...
Mike says Eric's already covered this.
Somebody is sitting there with a big smile on his face who can't wait to clip this.
And who would that be, sir?
Well, he'll tell you. Hang
that
on.
Guy right here.
I'm going to have this clip taken out, and it's going to wind up on Carl's stupid show or some shit because I'm
that
yelling
I'm
at the audience.
Pause this for a second. Carl's stupid show.
Right.
Which is like the only thing he's hanging his hat in right now.
Yeah.
That's given him any traction.
Right.
But okay.
He's
but
pissed.
Carl's stupid show.
Look, this
he's
man pissed. Is tired.
He did it to himself.
He's exhausted. The man is exhausted. What? Right.
And
he's
trying to wipe
ass all he's
day.
Trying.
He's great,
listen, you know? He's just trying to eke out a meager living in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he's trying, man. He's working. And this day show that he's doing at whatever, the Q100 that he's working at right now, this is just an audition tape that he can hopefully take. And he says, look, I can do this. Take me to another station and where I can make more money.
People love me.
Right. The only problem
is... how much they love me in the chat.
Yeah, the only problem is that... he fucks up at the radio station all the time. He's always doing something wrong over there. So now he's upset because somebody's going to clip this and send this to Carl. I wonder who.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Knock it off. Focus. Read before you hit send. Dipshit.
Do it right.
Jesus. All right. Great. Now that fat fucking slob Jamingo will probably harp on me about this. I thought he was dead.
Nope. Still here.
Hanging
his
in
pal
there.
Boomer Bob died,
oh,
which I didn't even know that
peace,
he died,
Bob.
But he died.
Crystal, is it true?
And now he does the fucking show with Kate still. That disgusting fucking...
Woo!
All right, now here's the thing.
Watch his face. Right. He's like,
right now,
something else is
he
there.
Wants to call her fat. And he knows if he calls her fat, that one of his advertisers is not going to like this. All right? That's not going to like this.
Pull back just a hair.
All right. So I'm going to just pull this back just a little hair because he's about ready to talk about Kate. All right? And he's about ready to say, he wants to say fat and he can't. So he's like, so then here we go. Here we go.
Go with Kate still, that disgusting fucking. Disgusting whore. Fuck her.
What's it? I'm a whore.
Anyway, he'll probably be talking about this because that's all that fat slob does nowadays is watch my show and then talk about it on his stupid show.
Yep.
Yeah. Not
there,
really.
There it is right there, the Boomer Bunker.
That show.
That
in case
show.
You forgot to plug it, you dummy.
Yeah.
Sorry you're dead, Bob. Condolences.
Yeah. So... Yeah, you know, he's in the
new
middle
segment,
of this.
Bob from hell. Devin right. from heaven.
Poor Bob. Bob's sorry, dead. Bob. So he gets so mad. So now he's mad because he got caught yelling at the chat again. And then now he's mad because he knows I'm going to pull it. So that pissed
him
off.
And we're going to laugh at him.
And we're going to laugh at him, like we're doing right now, which is fine. I get it. But, I mean, you know, the guy's tired. He's got nothing in the tank. He has no energy. None of it. Look, in the chat, sorry, Bob, I missed your wake.
You thanks know. For plugging the show, Eric.
Yeah, thanks. Well, he never mentions the show by name, which is
he
fine.
He never did.
Right.
That's all right. And by the way, it's the fucking Duchess, you dumbass.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Get it right. I know.
He tries to, like, make me talk about his stupid show.
I don't want him talking about the show. I really don't. But what I do... Because I'm a 15-year-old boy, I take segments like this and I cut it out and I go over into the Facebook group called Castaway United, which is where all the Zaniacs and former Zane and still Zane fans hang out together. And I post this because I know he's going to watch it. And I know that it goes right up his ass when I do this. Now, the thing about Eric is he doesn't have a lot of marketing talent. Like, in other words, every show that he does, every spinoff show, it has to be, like, he stole Carl's Who Are These, Carl has Who Are These podcasts. And then Carl did another show, which was called Who Are These Socials, where Carl and a guy, Blind Mike, go on and they talk about the social media, you know, what's going on in social media. And then what Carl did was he started another show called Who Are These Broadcasts, and he has a very talented guy named Christian Blatt, who does the show. And Eric... who also does the show, Who Are These Broadcasters? So that's another job that Eric has. All right? So, I mean, he is a hard worker. I'm never going to take that away from him. So.
Bob says, who are these failures?
Yeah, who are these failures? So I would like, and listen, I never say anything to anybody. I did not say anything to anybody. But I have a bunch of talented people here in the chat. And I would like to say, hey, let's figure out a new name for, because when he talks about his old show that he got fired from, Free Beer and Hot Wings, he calls it Who Are These Free Beers? Can we think of a name of a show that Eric can use instead of Who Are These Free Beers? And then he does Who Are These Ottawa County, and then he takes his old shows and he goes over them and he talks about his old shows, and that's Who Are These Zanes? You know, so it's all that nonsense.
He's just mad that he can't use the term Zaniac anymore.
Well, he could.
Yeah, you have no idea. Well, yeah, but he won't because it's the old people.
Right, right.
It's the old show.
It's the old Zaniacs.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? We don't care. Take it back.
Sparky,
it's your fucking name, dummy.
Sparky Toaster says, he works hard at sticking his foot in his mouth. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bob says, sorry, forgot I'm dead. My bad. Radio science. Oh, Bob, here's one. Here's one for you, Eric. Who Are These Failures? Featuring Eric Zane. There you go.
That's new.
Yeah, it works. But, oh, my God. This is, because his morning show is called The Insane Asylum. That's his morning show.
Is that what he calls that?
Well, that's the radio station made up Insane Asylum. He didn't like that. He thinks that's a little cringy.
Well, because he had a thing. He used to put I don't remember all the details. Actually, if Adam was here, he would remember. Because Adam used to give him all kinds of fucking titles. He, for whatever radio station, it might be the same station, I don't know. He used to do something called the Insane Asylum. And it was like a list. It was like an hour's worth of songs. All kinds of songs. That was that was the nighttime one before.
Well, that's where they got this from.
Okay. Allison Zanes.
Okay. Allison Zanes. Oh, from Alice in Chains. All right, Bob. Yes. I like that. Whatever. So anyhow.
I can't believe that his chat hasn't come up with a fucking name. Oh, I know why. Because they're all fucking dumb.
Well.
So. Because all the other ones are here who came up with all the shit.
Well, the thing is.
It's all right. They can keep carrying him along.
He tried. Whatever. So he did come back and say that he made the story up that Bob was dead. He didn't really think that Bob was dead. Because over in his chat, they're like, oh my God, is Bob really dead? What happened to Bob? Right, they're all worried.
Bob,
right.
They may have cared about you.
Yeah, Bob, I think they cared about you. Me, if they said Jamingo died, they would have said, good, that fat fucking piece of shit. I'm glad he's dead.
Aww.
So then he decides to pick up the phone and call me. Well, I've had my phone number changed, and I gave all my friends my phone number. He didn't make
Keyword
the cut.
Friends.
Yeah, he didn't make the cut. So when he called it, it said this number is out of service. So he did have a good joke. He says, "Oh, his cricket minutes are up, so he can't be called." Good joke.
I'll give him that. It's funny.
So maybe I should text him. I'll text him now with my phone number. You think so? Here we go. Hey, Eric. It's your fat, fucking, disgusting former friend, John Jamingo. I hear you were trying to call me the other day. I changed my phone number. I gave this out to my friends first, and you didn't make the cut. But since you were trying to get a hold of me, here's my new number. We talked about you a lot. Hugs and kisses.
Kisses.
Jamingo. There we go. All right. Now he's got my number.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
Oh, that Eric Zane. he already alienated, I don't know. I don't even know how many.
All of us.
But how
All
many do you think it was? 10, 15?
Well, there's more that aren't here.
Right.
There's still a bunch of others
that he cut off.
Just gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, he did get, remember Hurricane Ashley, the one that was showing her boobs on his Zoom call?
That was Joe's ex, right? Joe from Freebear and Hot Wings. That was his ex. The one that was had the lawsuit against him.
Right.
He had him suspended originally from Freebear and Hot Wings. There was a whole big mess with that.
Okay.
The Crazy Ashley is what they called her.
Okay. So now they call her Hurricane Ashley.
Oh,
and
that's what Eric calls her. Yeah.
So he used her last name on the show.
Shocking.
And the next day or two, she got fired from her job. So now she's out. And she called into the show. So it's a lot of good stuff going on there over there at Oh, and then here's the thing.
It's exciting. Yeah.
So here's Hurricane Ashley comes on their Zoom, which is a Zoom call for his Patreons. You pay $10, you go in there. And she would take and flash her cans, and then the old biddies didn't like the fact that she was flashing her cans, so they told Eric to disable her camera, which he did. He disabled her camera.
Right.
So then what she did was she got rid of his Patreon. She unsubscribed from his Patreon. If you
Why pay him? If she can't be on it, why the fuck pay?
Hey, if I
get
can't,
that.
Yeah, if I can't show you my tits, I don't want to be on the show. Right?
Clip that, Mike.
Why not?
Oh, the whole show, John. It's really...
I'm just a clippable guy.
You are.
So she called in today and said, you got me fired. Well, she said, she did say that he'd not get her fired. She got herself fired. But still, he doxed her accidentally.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, it was accidental.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like he's accidentally doxed other people. Oh, he doesn't do that.
Right.
He doesn't do that.
But, all righty.
All right.
I think that's about it. I think we've done it all. I think, did we do everything?
Did we do everything?
We did Devin from Heaven. We did your segment. And we did the Zane segment. There we go.
We did this. Oh, thank God we ended with a bang.
I'm sorry. He fascinates me. He does. You know, the thing was, remember he said, me and Jamingo should do a show together. And I said, Eric, you won't be able to handle me.
You can't.
I'll say things that'll get you in
he's
trouble.
He's just too fucking sensitive.
Right. I'll say things. He's woke. You know, he's so, he's proud of being woke.
I forgot.
Right. I said, you won't be able to handle things I'll say. And then, you know, I'll get you in trouble with your fans and your advertisers. Oh, you're a big grizzly bear. Rawr!
I do. Rawr.
Yeah. We did one segment together, and that was it. He banned me from the show. I went into the chat afterwards. The chat was so mad at me that they were all threatening to leave. So he banned me from the chat.
Should have flashed your cans. You had that opportunity. Yeah. You could have set a trend. I got to. Right, so there you go. You could have just shook him up right there.
Yeah. I honestly think that if Eric and I actually did a show together and he could handle,
a couple. Yeah.
It would be amazing. But he wouldn't be able to handle it. He couldn't.
That's all right.
I know.
He'll eventually hear about this. Somebody will send it to him.
Oh,
or somebody will message him.
He's so starved for content.
No.
He'll have to use
this. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's doing well over there.
Yeah. I don't know who that new I don't know who that new barbershop guy is that you're going to right now, but that's a bad look, my man. That pompadour.
It's the lesbian look. That's what he's going for.
He's got the new lesbian haircut.
I will say this. He looks fucking tired.
He does, man.
Old and tired.
I mean, look at this poor guy. He looks beaten down. Hold on.
He needs to go out in the sun. Holy shit, dude.
Which I guess I am now.
He's like a vampire.
What a pile of shit. He went on his show and he said, I'm glad Bob's dead.
Did I ever say I was glad Bob's dead?
No.
I don't think I did.
We never said Bob was dead.
That's true, too.
I don't know. Those two had some type of falling out. Bob died. And then he went on his show and said, I'm glad Bob is dead.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
You know that typing in the middle of the that's a good look.
That's
very professional.
Can't believe that happened. All right.
Shocking. So shocking. Thank you for bringing all of this to light. Because everybody needed to know.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you gave us
now they know.
Yeah, you gave us an extra half an hour of content. We appreciate that.
Oh, here you go. So JM Synthetic said, shitty thing is I quit the show because he pissed off my customers and friends. And then my customers who left quit buying from me. Double whammy. Oh.
Right? And then how did he get fired from? I don't know. How did he get fired? Do you know why he got fired from free beer and hot wings?
Yeah, he talked about a sponsor. He's on the. There's a long story. Eric's was the pop off guy. That was his thing, you know. And
he was the Jamingo of the show.
He was the Jamingo of the show, and frankly, it made it funny. It was very funny. The show back in the day, that you know, I felt that out of all the characters on the show. I liked Eric the most because at the time he was married, he had kids. It was relatable. Like I had family, you know, around the same age. Like, so the stories he would tell about his kids or whatever, I found very funny and relatable. So, I mean, I enjoyed him and I listened to him for a long time. But he would get busted for saying, like, he would just pop off and just say something, which was what they had him for. But there was a sponsor and he talked shit on a sponsor, made fun of him on the show. And the sponsor called up the station and was like, whatever. And I guess that was the line.
That was
he crossed the line.
He crossed the line?
Crossed the line. Go figure. Eric knows about crossing lines. So
I crossed the line.
So he got fired from the show, you know, and it was a whole, I mean, he just like vanished. Like he was off the show.
Yeah.
It was like he was on vacation, but like unannounced and nobody heard from him. And then they announced he was fired.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I mean, he did it to himself. That was the character. That was what they'd hired him for.
Right.
But whatever behind the scenes were, you know, there's their side, there's his side, there's the truth, probably somewhere middling in there, you know. And
I'll be honest with you, I'm on Eric's side.
A lot of money.
Yeah, I'm on Eric's side on this. Here is a station that hired him to be the pop off guy, the Jamingo.
The station expanded, like it expanded. They went out and they syndicated. So rules change when it goes from like one level and they elevate it up. There's more management. There's more sponsors. As you know, the more that you, I'll say, sell your soul or commit yourself to that level, you know, there's more rules.
Right. But see, the thing is, why did the show get more popular? Why was there more sponsors? Why was there more stations? Well, because he was the pop off guy.
Well, there was other things. The whole show itself was very good. They had funny segments. You know, they did well. But
so this is why I hate radio. So instead of the radio standing behind him and saying, hey, this is, you know, I know, listen, can you take a joke for Christ's sake? you know, he'll do something better and he'll apologize or we'll make him do something. No. You know what? Why don't you come down to the station and you can throw pies at him? Something. They could make it where they could made it into a bit and made the sponsor smell like a rose. But no, what did they do? This slimy, spineless backbone radio management just fired him. Just cut him loose. Because he was doing his job.
There were warnings. It wasn't. I don't believe that he was truly surprised.
Here's the thing. When you're the pop-off guy, you're the guy that's there to do outrageous things and shit like that. You do outrageous things. And you know what? There's not supposed to be a line.
Well, if they tell you there's a line and you continually cross the line, then you reap what you sow.
You know, again.
So it's not. There was plenty. Look, there was plenty of shit. They were all guilty. I'm not privy to all of it. I don't fucking care at this point because whatever. I'm already annoyed enough that I know enough of the details.
Right.
Again, this is just the shit that he shared or I've gleaned off the other show. So whatever. I mean, good for him. Whatever. You know, good luck selling, you know, French fries and striping parking lots and whatever the fuck else you got to do.
Striped parking lots, too.
Whatever the fuck else you got to do.
Hey, to me, it's a hard.
Talk and talk.
You know, again, I know we're breaking his balls about him popping off about the. And I be honest with you, it's my favorite Eric is when he yells at the chat. I just don't know how he gets away with it. I don't know how he has still people there listening to him. I really don't.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah. it's a bunch of submissives over there.
Yeah,
for their daily spanking.
I mean, the abuse.
Bob says, now listen, again, lies. Bob says, I know how Eric feels. I got fired off of this show. I mean, I died. Bob didn't get fired.
You have been busy, sir. You get crystallized, right. So you know, we're not.
I got the knee of Derek. Pop says they replaced him with a potato, and the ratings went up.
That's probably kind of true.
Mike says basically, as they got bigger, there was less and less they could get away with. Eric had a delicate line to cross and cross it too many times, which is a shame.
It is a shame because you know what? When he was gone, you know, whatever the shit happened, and he. You know, started doing like these grassroots things from his house and whatever. And people followed him. Like he had diehard fans. I mean, you know, I stopped listening to the other show. I was looking for him. I didn't even know what happened. So, I mean, it's a chapter that's closed. I'm no longer interested in it for obvious reasons. But, you know, at the time I was, you know, I supported him. I did what I had to do. You know, I was happy to do that. I chose to do that. And that's fine. That won't happen again. Certainly.
Well,
wouldn't.
When I first started hanging around with you guys, you couldn't say a bad word about Eric Zane. You could not. These guys defended him to the hilt.
We did. You know? Yeah. But there you go.
There you go.
Oh, so what Sparky says, because we're going to change the subject. How is the.
Really? What? Can't you just DM on how your damn cat's doing? Is this a segment now?
The cat is doing much better, Sparky.
Does it still have all its limbs?
It still has all four legs, yes.
Okay.
It's healing. It's still on cage rest. The cat is not happy with that. So.
Okay. Thank God the cat's alive.
The cat is alive. I could bring him to visit you because I know how much you love cats.
No, don't bring the cat here. Bob says, tell us about Duchess's pussy. Now, it's not Duchess's pussy. It's Duchess's daughter's pussy. Get right.
No, it's even worse.
Duchess, give us an update on your daughter's pussy, please.
Excuse me while I jump off a bridge.
All right, everybody.
That's the story on all that.
Thank you so much. And thanks, Bob, for letting me have his ending song so this show actually has some kind of branding.
And we're so very glad you're not dead.
Right. We're glad Bob's not dead.
Yes.
And I got more minutes on my Cricket phone, so I'll send Eric a text. All right, everybody. We'll be back here next Thursday night.
Love and kisses from us.
Yes. Remember, 856-477-1935 is the phone number. Hey, maybe Eric will call on the phone line.
Oh, let's hope he does.
Yeah. If not, we can get Mike to have AI Eric call on the phone line. That would be good. All right, everybody.
That would be awesome. I mean, what?
Yeah, what? All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
See you in Discord, folks.